Does your wife sew your uniforms? He asked. Burgess laughed. You mean it's to be you? The attendant did not answer. Instead, he opened a small leather satchel and removed a jar of grease, several keys, and a collection of files of varied shapes and sizes. He went immediately to the two Chubb safes, coated the four locks with grease, and began fitting his keys. Burgess watched with only vague interest in the process. He knew that rough-copied wax keys would not work on a finely made safe without polishing and refining. But he was also impressed. He never thought it would be carried off with such boldness.
"Where'd you make the impressions?" he said.
"Here and there," Egger replied, fitting and filing.
"They keep those keys separate."
"Do they?" Egger said.
"Oh, they do. How'd you pull them?"
"That's no matter to you," Egger said, still working. Burgess watched him for a time, and then he watched the leopard.
"How much does he weigh?"
"Ask him," Egger said irritably.
"Are you taking the gold today, then?"
Burgess asked, as Egger managed to get one of the safe doors open. Egger did not answer. He stared transfixed for a moment at the strong boxes inside.
"I say, are you taking the gold today?"
Egger shut the door.
"No,"
he said. "Now stop your voca." Burgess fell silent. For the next hour, while the morning passenger train chugged from London to Folkestone, Egger worked on his keys. Ultimately, he had opened and closed both safes. When he was finished, he wiped the grease from the locks. Then he cleaned the locks with alcohol and dried them with a cloth. Finally, he took his four keys, placed them carefully in his pocket, and sat down to await the arrival of the train at the Folkestone station. Pierce met him at the station and helped to unload the leopard.
"How was it?"
he asked. "The finishing touches are done," Egger said, and then grinned.
"It's the gold, isn't it?
The Crimean gold. That's the flash pull."
"Yes," Pierce said.
"When?"
"Next month," Pierce said. The leopard snarled.